As households around the world really hunker down at home, accessibility to food has become a focal point of surviving this pandemic. And to talk more about our food consumption and also our habits and how they might shift from here on out, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Dr. Ken Albala, professor of history at the University of the Pacific. So, Professor, why don't we start with, I think this is a question that a lot of people were asking originally when this began. What are some good foods to keep on deck when shopping and when we're trying to make as few and far between trips as we can?
Sure. Well, the standard staples make the most sense, the things that won't go bad. And those have always been good choices when you want to stock up on food that you want to keep for several months. So things like, you know, grains and flour and rice and beans, especially, the things like fresh vegetables and fresh meat have never been staples for that reason. And I think even seasonally, you know, we tend to think that food has always been available, you know, any time of year. But that's really only in the past century or so that you could get anything you want any season. In the past, and especially now during Lenten season, you really wouldn't have fresh meat or vegetables. You know, they wouldn't, the vegetables wouldn't have come up yet. The fruits and the, you know, anything you'd had from the fall would have been eaten up. So this is, this kind of, you know, scarcity and keeping your larder full is perennial. That's always been the case through history.
What about this concern by some that we may run out of food because, you know, the pictures that we see of store shelves empty? I mean, this isn't so much about a lack of food, but it appears to be about, in some cases, hoarding and also getting food to the stores.
Sure. I think there was an immediate panic in the first few weeks, but our food production has not come to a halt. People are still farming, and the distribution system is still working. The trucks are still going, and there are still deliveries. So I don't think we're going to run out of food. I think that's a, you know, an unnecessary fear.
Yeah. What about farmers? Could their business plan, could local farmers markets be at a greater risk of maybe, I don't want to say going under, but taking a financial hit if things stay the same in the foreseeable future?
Well, what I've seen is that there are more innovative distribution networks opening up. You know, it used to be the case that a farmer's market was a place you'd go and socialize and there'd be music and you'd meet the farmer. And that's being replaced more often with delivery boxes and other ways of getting food to people. So, you know, and the mail service, you know, if anything, our dependence on delivery is only going to get greater as the weeks progress.
Hey, so then how do you think this will change the way we behave as food consumers from now on? Do you think we will eat out less? We will cook differently? We will take more advantage of having food delivered to our home?
I think delivery, yes, definitely. You know, my hope is that restaurants don't take the big hit in all of this, because many are just going to end up closing in the long run that depend on, you know, customers and cash to pay their rent and pay their staff and everything. So I'm sure there will be less, you know, fewer restaurants after this has all happened. But yeah, I mean, you know, the general trend in the past decade or so has been to get things delivered, usually via Amazon or some other service. And I think that's going to, people are going to be more dependent on that. And of course, that creates its own problems with traffic and, you know, just the, the carbon footprint that happens from, you know, cars driving around all over the place, delivering one tiny little item at a time. I think better systems for delivery will have to be in place. I think getting big boxes of a lot of things at once, bundling packages, or having one delivery person that only takes care of one neighborhood. And the other very interesting thing that I've always wondered about is that we don't have a decent way of getting boxes into houses. You know, that in some countries, they'll have like a big place where you can put a box through a door and then it's right. Safe. You know, here, you leave something on the stoop, someone can steal it, or, you know, they disappear often. So I think that's going to happen eventually. You know, the sort of Amazon boxes, those big sort of delivery cases that have the boxes in them. I think that every house is eventually going to have something like that.
All right. Good stuff to think about, Doctor. We appreciate your time. Dr. Ken Albala, professor of history at the University of the Pacific.